One of the distinctions of the Glasgow Festival, since it came into existence in 1987, is that each year it's chosen a composer in residence, who also happens to be a very distinguished performer, a virtuoso, in fact. So far, all of them have been saxophonists. At the first festival, it was Benny Carter. When this year's festival starts at the end of June, it'll be a British musician, John Sermon. And the musician they invited last year was Jerry Mulligan. Mulligan was born in 1927, in time to do his growing up during the swing era and to arrive at maturity at the moment when the Beboppers were reconstructing the music. It's a background that's been reflected in the kind of jazz he plays, and in his eagerness as an up-and-coming player to sit in with musicians of every generation and genre, with Pee Wee Russell and Red Allen, as well as with Parker and Gillespie and Monk. The quartet he led out on the West Coast in the 1950s, one of the most popular and critically admired groups of that decade, was in fact renowned for the to and fro that went on between its members, decidedly contrapuntal, yet with a different tilt to the kind of playing that had flourished in New Orleans. It was, you might say, highly traditional, yet totally of its time, indicating the direction in which jazz was heading. Mulligan himself was the first jazz musician, apart from Duke Ellington's Harry Carney, to concentrate upon the baritone saxophone. In fact, his brilliance as a performer obscured for many people his stature as a composer, and in particular, his skill at writing for big bands. It's an aspect of his approach to jazz that he's returned to again and again. The latest manifestation has been the concert big band he's begun touring with and bringing to Europe. Last summer in Glasgow, as well as performing in a quartet and with a local band, the Strathclyde Youth Jazz Orchestra, Mulligan gave a concert with his own big band, the concert you're about to listen to. During the interval, you can hear me talking to Jerry about the different strands in his musical personality, about some of the events that shaped his career, and naturally, about the big bands he's led or written for over the years. His present band mixes veterans or near-veterans, like the tenor saxophonist Seldon Powell, drummer Bobby Rosengarten, and the alto player Jerry Nywood, with relative newcomers such as the trumpeter Barry Rees and trombonist John Fedchok, as well as some players not long out of music schools. And as well as playing baritone saxophone, incidentally, Jerry Mulligan will also be heard on soprano, an instrument he took up in the 1970s. But let's join the audience that gathered at the Theatre Royal Glasgow one evening last summer as they applaud the arrival on stage of the Jerry Mulligan Concert Big Band.